You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
Coming up for 15 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, a very warm welcome to the show, when you can join our conversation with Omi Naidu, who is the founder at Nutrition Wellness Dietitians, on 0214460567. Well, in today's health and wellness segment, we take a look at women's pregnancy journey. We take a look at that journey of a woman. Eating healthy during pregnancy is important because it nourishes the mother's body as well as the baby. And according to dietitians, eating less processed foods will keep a mother feeling a lot better too. A nutritious diet during pregnancy is linked to good brain development and a healthy birth weight, and can also reduce the risk of many birth defects that we find out there. Omi Naidu, of course, is the founder of Nutrition, and I must tell you this, that it is spelled Newtrition, a wellness dietitian. Omi, a very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
It's a good afternoon to you and your listeners, and thanks for having me on.
What are the important foods to cut out when you find out that you're pregnant?
I think we can start off by just quoting a study that was done in 2019, and it was found in South Africa that pregnant women consumed less than 50% of the required nutrients, as well as consumed nearly half or 50% lower than the amount of fruit and veg that they should be having. So just with that statistic, you can understand that as South Africans, we don't eat healthy in general, but even in this time where we have increased requirements, the women are still unfortunately falling short in terms of their nutrient intake. So how does this translate into practical advice? It's trying to think of a more natural diet. I like that you quoted the processed foods being cut out or reduced, but trying to think of how do you incorporate lots of fresh fruit and vegetables into your diet. A simplistic way I normally advise my patients is thinking of their plate and saying half of that should be vegetables, a quarter of that should be a good quality carbohydrate, so that's brown rice, brown bread, pasta, and the other quarter should be your protein, which is a chicken, meat, or fish.
And you know, it becomes difficult on me because, you know, what happens is that in the middle of the night at 10 o'clock in the evening, she's hungry. And she wants to eat. And there's the situation of cravings. And they send you down to the nearest Steers to go and buy a burger at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. How do we actually sort of, you know, get around that? Is it by actually stocking the necessary things in the kitchen and at home?
So it's no doubt the cravings are a real phenomenon. It's related to the hormones, and lots of women get lots of weird and wonderful cravings. But it's important to note, you know, the old thing of eating for two is not actually accurate. And if we look at calories, the pregnant woman normally needs about an extra 300 calories for the day. And if we took this into a portion, it could be a half a cup of cereal with a milk and a banana. But if you look at how much the pregnant woman is probably consuming in their pregnancy, it very often is too much. And if we look at the statistic, it showed that one in two pregnant women in South Africa were classified as obese, meaning they were above the BMI of 30. And this then places their pregnancy at an increased risk for complications. So it's quite important that when they are snacking, to ensure that it's healthy stuff that's being consumed, and to be mindful that gestational diabetes, which is where the person presents with diabetes during pregnancy, is something that's growing in our country. And it's very often what I get referred to from the gynecologist or the obstetrician that says, please come in to help my patient. They're pregnant, but they're now presenting with diabetes.
So what should a lady who is pregnant be eating a lot more of? And we're chatting this afternoon to Omi Naidu, who's the founder of Nutrition Wellness Dietitians. And if you have any questions for him, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567 or send us a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. What should we be eating more of, or what should a pregnant lady be eating more of?
Okay, so we spoke about good quality carbohydrates. Now, the science behind that is when you have massive spikes in your blood sugars, so having low GI foods like white rice, white pasta, white bread, this causes a higher incidence of obesity, but also increases the risk for things like gestational diabetes, and also causes the woman to have these cravings because the blood sugar goes up and comes down, so then they get hungry very often. And in that manner, it actually increases their weight gain unhealthily in pregnancy. So obviously having good quality carbohydrates is important. Also now making sure that they're having enough fresh fruit and vegetables, as we discussed, but also not having a very high fat intake. So choosing healthy fats such as avocados, nuts, seeds, as well as vegetable oils for cooking such as canola and olive would be better options. So if I were to just summarize it again, good quality carbohydrates, number one. Number two is lots of fresh fruit and veg. And then the last one is just making sure that they're having protein portions that are decent as well as healthy fats.
Chatting to Omi Naidoo this afternoon, and if you've got any questions, if you're pregnant, or you've got any questions about your nutrition and how to go about it, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567. Very often you'll find that the myth of, oh no, I'm eating for two, so I can have as much as I want to of anything that I actually want to. And this eventually becomes a problem after the pregnancy. So how should a lady who is pregnant actually be calculating and working out her weight gain over the 9 or 10 months of pregnancy?
That varies between patients. But again, you know, it's best to work with your gynecologist, and that would give them a fair estimation of how much they should be gaining. But just remember that there is a big trend in South Africa now where women are gaining weight at a far excessive rate than what the healthy norms would be.
And preventing morning sickness or even lessening those symptoms during the first, normally about 3-4 months of pregnancy?
So my practice is based in a hospital environment, and very often gynecologists would refer a patient to me suffering with something called hypermeresis gravidarum, which is basically meaning the patient cannot consume anything. That's like an extreme of the morning sickness. And very often what it entails is sitting with the patient and counseling them on better options. This could include things like what we call the BRAT diet, so banana, rice, apple, toast, and very bland items, avoiding anything that's very spicy or very nauseating and oily, and making sure that they have small meals through the day, as opposed to big portions, because that can obviously worsen the nausea and vomiting.
Now, you're the founder at Nutrition, and I like the fact that you've actually taken the step of saying NEW, which is new, and Nutrition. So it's a different way of looking at wellness, and you are nutrition wellness dietitians. Tell us about your practice and exactly what you concentrate and what you focus on.
Okay, so my practice is basically one of the largest in South Africa in the private sector. It's a team of 8 clinical dietitians that cover 11 private hospitals. We base predominantly in KZN, and prior to COVID, we also had a small footprint in Cape Town. So essentially, we work in private hospitals where a patient could be admitted, and their specialist, whether it's a physician or an oncologist or a surgeon, may refer them to us to say, please, you know, can you assist us from a dietary perspective to get them to their goals? We also help a lot of patients on an outpatient setting, so that's people that may come to our rooms or do virtual consults. And this is more around healthy eating, weight loss, diabetes, and very often it's a new diagnosis that's related to diet. So very often we could see somebody with cancer and they've lost a lot of weight, not eating, and the family members may bring them in for consults to try and optimize their nutritional process.
And we've got a WhatsApp that's just come in on 0725671567. And Sarah says, during my first pregnancy, I had preeclampsia. And does my diet have anything to do with that?
Yes. So a lot of the time, we would see these patients in terms of a specific diet. We need to normally get, you know, into the actual, you know, what's going on, what other symptoms are they having. But overall, it's looking at lots of high fiber foods, as well as zinc and selenium can definitely be the items that we need to include.
And how do we reduce the risk of anemia during pregnancy?
Okay, so again, if you're eating a well-balanced diet, as well as very often you may need to take a multivitamin because the requirements are a bit higher, you would need to make sure that aside from the balanced diet, you need to monitor your iron levels. And foods that are generally good sources of iron include things like meat, chicken, fish, a lot of our fortified cereals, green leafy veg. And also when it comes to iron, we need to be aware of there's certain foods that actually can help with iron absorption and certain foods that actually block iron absorption. The ones that increase iron absorption are things like the citrus fruit, strawberries, tomatoes. These are things that can help to improve iron absorption in the body. One of the biggest things I see with my patients are very often they have iron inhibitors. So after their meal, they may have a cup of tea. And in there is a lot of items that can actually inhibit the iron absorption. So I would normally then say, please move your tea to 2 to 3 hours after consuming the meal so that your body has enough time to absorb the iron.
That's a key factor because very often people think that I'm eating this or I'm taking this in order to push up my levels of vitamins or push up my levels of iron, but they don't know exactly what combinations to use in order to actually get the body to absorb that iron. I've got another WhatsApp message that's coming in. This is a very funny one, Naomi. I've heard a story of a woman that had cravings for a Castle milk stout and a bunny chow almost daily. So what about these weird cravings? I've also heard some bizarre request for shoe, nugget, and sand. What happens in a body during pregnancy that pushes us to the edge of these kind of cravings?
I think it's all due to the hormones in the body at that point. And I've seen patients eating sand, clay, you know, all sorts of things. So we've just got to be mindful of, you know, what you're consuming. And at the same time, you don't want to end up with something that causes a bowel obstruction. And besides having a pregnancy, now being admitted for surgery to try and clear this out. So you've got to be mindful of what you're having, as well as, you know, making sure that, you know, you touched on a very important thing there. In terms of vitamins and minerals and stuff, when you take a multivitamin, there's something called bioavailability. And when you take it in a synthetic form, like a supplement, not all of it is absorbed. So I always encourage my patients, yes, take a supplement, but know that you still need a balanced diet because that's where 100% absorption happens.
It's essential to remember that because people think that, you know what, popping vitamin pills is going to solve the problem of the shortages in the body, and not necessarily does it happen, you know, because you need the combinations of things to go together, the diet with the vitamin tablets in order to get your body to a particular point. A lot of people will say, yes, but I'm going to try, a very healthy diet and I'm going to stick to a healthy diet, but it presents itself with fatigue. So how do you sort of have a healthy diet and make sure that you eat enough and sufficient enough for you and the baby and also prevent fatigue at the same time?
So the fatigue is often related to having poor quality carbohydrates. So if I could explain it to you, when you have something that lacks adequate fiber, it gets into your system and is absorbed, broken down very quickly and absorbed very quickly. So it pushes the sugars up and it drops down very quickly. When you have something with a lot of fiber, the roughage itself actually mechanically slows down the whole digestion process. And in that way, the sugar levels go up very slowly and come down very slowly. As it comes down in like maybe 4 hours, that's when you're only hungry again. Whereas if you have compared it to a low fiber diet, within 2 hours, you're already looking to snack and nibble.
Where can people actually get a lot more information on this? Because, you know, there are a number of people who also battle with fertility and they need to have a correct diet to follow and all of those kind of things. And people who are pregnant at the moment would also be saying, this makes good sense to me, but I need more information about it. Where can they obtain more information?
Okay, so they can go onto our website. We've got a lovely article that they can access on healthy eating during pregnancy, and it really breaks it down for them very nicely. It's www.dietitians.co.za, www.dietitians-sa.co.za. And just also one thing to touch on is folic acid. It's a nutrient that's very important during pregnancy to prevent spinal cord defects, and these are normally found in green leafy veg, legumes, citrus fruits, as well as fortified cereals and grains. So this is one of the key nutrients that we normally try to make sure is in a good, acceptable level and might need to be supplemented even for pregnant women.
Chatting to Omi Naidu, who is the founder at Nutrition Wellness Dietitians, and that's N-E-W-T-R-I-C-I-O-N, Nutrition Wellness Dietitians. Omi, thank you so much for your time on this Friday afternoon. And of course, we're talking about pregnancy and of course, how to have and follow a very healthy diet during pregnancy so that, number one, you prevent and reduce the risk of anemia. You also prevent the risk of actually being very tired and heavily fatigued during pregnancy.